this professor. He's a surgeon. He's sir. And he's mister.
Yes, ma'am.
He's all of it.
Got a lot of
now time. Here, that man in the white coat is Mr. And that's the 24 surgeons you can read from the different countries. That right after I was there.
Pleasant looking gentleman.
Oh, he is. I made him blush though one time. He's reserved very much.
Yes, ma'am.
I think English are a little more reserved than we are. However, they've got some expressions I don't like near as well as I do ours. He came in one morning and he asked me how I was. And I says, I'm fine. I say I'm fine if I'm clear out of pocket. But I try to say I'm fine. Anyway, I said, well, I'm fine. Oh, why don't you say I'm spot on? I says, doctor, spot on. I never heard of anybody saying that. Well, he was spot on. And they say spot on instead of fine. And so anyway, the way I made him blush, I had thanked him every way I could. Now, I never did kiss him. Some of them did. But I didn't. I was afraid to. I was afraid he might not like it. So anyway, I didn't. And but I had thanked him. And finally, when I made him blush, I told him he was a genius beyond description. Well, he says, I thank you, but, oh, he always wore that coat and he had that black tie underneath that. You know, England wears a lot of black.
Yes, ma'am.
And those black trousers, he turned red from his neck and his face. He was as red as could be. Oh, I never will forget it. But anyway, I told him that. And that made him blush.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you heard of Lillian Gish, the movie star. She was operated on after I was. Here's her picture. Now I want you to look at these beautiful chandeliers. In the airport at Manchester. Look at those chandeliers.
My goodness.
Aren't they something? Now they're something, aren't they?
That's something to see in an airport.
Yes. And this, of course, is from the air. But this is the hospital, and that right there where my finger is, you can see an X.
Yes, ma'am.
That was my room.
I see.
Both, I wasn't in the same room, but I was near. And this is my beloved nurse I still hear from. And I'm more than proud to hear from her. And she's teaching her two little grandchildren to call me grandma in America.
Is that right?
Their American grandmother.
Well, they're cute as they can be.
They are. And this is her daughter, and her daughter is one of the few ventriloquist women of the world.
Really?
But her daughter, here she is, with her three dolls. Now that's getting away from the hip, but I came across them.
That's all right.
And do you know anything about Gretna Green in Scotland?
No, ma'am.
You don't?
I sure don't.
Are you a married man?
No, ma'am.
Well, when you get married, you go to Gretna Green to get married. You'll have a lot of fun. Well, Gretna Green was where